A reading from the prophet Micah. With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before God on high? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? He has told you, O mortal, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Since the beginning of the Micah House and Chapel Project, I have had the blessing to have a front row seat on all the action from my office window. It's like having a box seat watching a good baseball game. And over the past few weeks, the pace of the activity has, of course, been fast and furious as the work turned the corner, rounding third, coming into home. This past Friday morning, for example, there were easily more than 15 vehicles of every size, shape, and description, and there were big smiles on the team of workers finishing up the front entrance. And then last week, the lawn was being prepared for hydro seeding, then the concrete sidewalk was poured with loving care. Now this little boy is a member of another kind of team on a Raleigh, North Carolina baseball team, and his team is a member of the Miracle League. As many of you know, the Miracle League, with over 300 fields nationwide, makes baseball accessible to everyone. It gives people with disabilities the opportunity to experience the joy of the game. A rubberized field is used so players can round the bases even if they are in wheelchairs. And just a few weeks ago, the Miracle League of Raleigh, North Carolina was featured on NBC's Nightly News. Perhaps some of you saw it. And this boy was among those interviewed, and his obvious joy was expressed when he proudly proclaimed, "I like to be on a team because it just feels good." Well, I think Team First Church should be feeling pretty good right now. And the people who helped make the dream of the Micah House and Chapel a reality include those skilled workers and laborers who were on the job site for these many months, our architect, our general contractor, our building committee, but also all of you who supported this truly awesome and amazing effort with your generous gifts of time, talent, and treasure. And like that boy, being part of this great team sure feels good. But let's look back and remember that this getting to this moment was not a foregone conclusion. Sarah Moriarty, another president of this congregation who lives in Massachusetts but could not be here this morning, said in an email to me, "The transformation of the Thomas Hale Homestead into the beautiful Micah House and Chapel is nothing short of miraculous." So shall we place the Micah House and Chapel successful construction in the league with other miracles? Perhaps. A few months ago, we had an interesting moment at our church council meeting in the parlor when Emily Daigle was giving an update on this year's church school mission project, raising funds for Little City Sprouts, a hunger fighting and nutrition education program for children in Hartford. Emily reported that we were still short of our goal of $10,000, but then she noticeably paused, thought for a moment, and then confessed to the council group, "There's still plenty of time, and besides, over the years, I've learned never to underestimate what First Church is capable of doing. Soon after I arrived here at First Church a little over 15 years ago, I was having lunch at Ken's restaurant, or maybe it was breakfast, to get to know one church member a little more. At some point during that meal, this church member looked me in the eye and said, "David, if there is a need, either at the church or in the community or in the world, please just let us know. All you need to do is ask." Maybe so-called miracles are simply things that naturally happen when caring and compassionate people come together as a team to make other people happy. This is one parent in the Miracle League, Kara. She drives about an hour each way on a Saturday so her twin boys can take part in the Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill Miracle League. She put it this way: "The Miracle League of the Triangle is much more than just baseball. It's an experience of sheer joy. It has given our boys a chance to be a part of a team where they are accepted and celebrated for who they are. We leave every game with a renewed sense of faith in humanity." Well, that Miracle League of the Triangle now has over 500 players, over 1,000 volunteers, two fields, but a third state-of-the-art field being added after they've raised $1.5 million. This boy describes what he enjoys about being a member of a team on the Miracle League. "I like running the bases, hitting the ball, and playing in the outfield." 10 years ago, when this now teenage boy with cerebral palsy was just six, his father, Benji Capps, was pretty skeptical. I guess he didn't believe in miracles. You see, Benji played baseball on the collegiate level for North Carolina State, and so when he first considered taking his son to play baseball in the Miracle League, he was dubious, to say the least. "How is this going to be fun?" he said. "I came in as a skeptic, but then I was blown away." Well, 10 years later, Benji is now executive director of the Miracle League in the Triangle. Maybe miracles do happen when people come together to make other people happy. Last week, our senior high youth were at the Cape for their year-end retreat at the Craigville Conference Center, so they invited Della Schultz for lunch and then joined in giving her a card and singing "Happy Birthday." And just a week ago, an online meal train was started for a church family facing some serious health challenges. A few meals a week just to make that family's day a little bit easier. You could literally watch the signups in 24 hours complete that meal train. Never, ever estimate what this church is capable of. And then just a few months ago, a homeless man spent the night in one of these pews. We did the best we could to help him and guide him, and then a church member, even in the midst of his busy day, offered to drive him to a shelter. "That's what we do here," the member said. And then last fall, an older member was having trouble with the car in the parking lot after church. People gathered around to help. Later in the day, I texted a thank you to the person who had taken the lead in helping this person, knowing that he had a very busy professional life. "Of course," he wrote back, "we walk the talk." Miracles? Perhaps. Now we get back to the miracle that has happened with the Micah House in Chapel. One of the final finishing touches to to this miracle on Main Street happened in just the last few days, with weeks of preparation leading up to the moment of their installation, first on the outside patio, and later to be installed into the stunning wood chapel floor, two granite medallions. It began with a sketch, then a CAD drawing, then a stencil, then the granite stone cleaned and ready for sandblasting. This was happening on Wednesday and Thursday. Then the finished product, installed late Friday afternoon by a man named David Taylor. Truth, Taylor Landscaping. So he installed it on the patio, and the chapel medallion, which you see here, to be installed later as the floor is sanded and finished. Inscribed forever in this granite is the heart and soul of this project. Inscribed into this granite are the words which have inspired this congregation for 325 years, and they are words which will continue to inspire us and generations to come. They are the timeless words of the prophet Micah: do justice, love kindness, walk humbly with God. Friends, these words are now forever inscribed in that granite. It is now our job to inscribe them in our hearts. Back to that 16-year-old boy with cerebral palsy and his skeptical father who now leads that Miracle League. So what converted Benji Capps? These are his words. I saw the joy in their hearts, the smiles on their faces. That's all it took. Joy in their hearts and smile in their face, on their faces. That's our goal. In doing my research for this sermon about this story, I discovered the boy's name, Micah. What does the Lord require of us? Miracles. That's right, First Church is called to make miracles happen. First Church is called to design, draw up, plan, construct, and make miracles happen each and every day. But then remember, miracles are simply those things that happen naturally when caring and compassionate people come together to make other people happy. And remember, never ever underestimate what this church is capable of doing. And so I conclude with some of the miracles that perhaps the Lord is asking of us to make each and every day into the future. Well, children who go to school hungry on a Monday morning in our area need First Church miracles. Senior citizens who wake up alone and go to bed alone need First Church miracles. Youth in our community who struggle with uncertainty, despair, addiction need First Church miracles. Children, youth, women who are exploited for profit around this world need First Church miracles. Children who have only known a home behind the barbed wire of a refugee camp need First Church miracles. Each and every day, God's fragile but beautiful world needs First Church miracles of preservation, conservation. Youth and children who fear gun violence in their schools need First Church miracles of thoughts, prayers, advocacy, and action. Children of God, young and old and in between, who are demeaned, bullied, marginalized because of their identity, their color, their gender preference, ethnic or religious background, or country of origin, need First Church miracles. children of God who only know the gnawing pain of poverty, need the First Church family to continue to design and build miracles that alleviate hunger, homelessness, and inadequate education and opportunity. The talented team of laborers and workers have finished their work at the Micah House and Chapel. A few more things to go. May God bless them all. So it is now time for Team First Church to begin its work. It is time for us to once again make miracles happen. It is time for First Church to continue the work of justice, kindness, and love. First Church is here for another 325 years to make those miracles happen, to bring joy to children's hearts and smiles to their faces. Let's begin.
dedication and commissioning of the chapel, but we want you boys and girls and the congregation to respond. We're going to ask, what does the Lord require of us? And we're all going to say, justice, kindness, love. What does the Lord require of us?
Justice, kindness, love.
A plus. Today we rededicate our hearts and our lives to the church's ministry of hope and healing. And what does the Lord require of us?
Justice, kindness, love.
Seeking to never neglect the church's mission, we humbly dedicate the wood, bricks, and granite of the Micah House and Chapel to inspire us and generations to come to care for the orphan, widowed, and the alien. And what does the Lord require of us?
Justice, kindness, love.
We promise to hold the hands of the sad, the sick, the grieving, and the disheartened, hugging them until there is joy in their hearts and smile on their faces. And what does the Lord require of us?
Justice, kindness, love.
In a world often filled with hatred and exclusion, bigotry and fear, we promise to open our doors and build beautiful rainbow bridges. And what does the Lord require of us?
Justice, kindness, love.
Together we dream of the day when no child of God, young, old, or in between, will go to bed cold, homeless, hungry, alone, or without hope. And what does the Lord require of us?
Justice, kindness, love.
And each and every day that the sun rises, we will work with heart and soul to make that miracle come true. And what does the Lord require of us?
Justice, kindness, love.
I can't hear you. And what does the Lord require of us?
Justice, kindness, love.
And what does the Lord require of us?
Justice, kindness, love.
And let the people say,
Amen.